This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. You know that art museum in the old Masonic Temple on Wilshire in Mid-City? Well, it has mysteriously closed its doors. It's called the Marciano Art Foundation, and the abrupt decision to close it after just, well, less than 3 years comes after workers announced their intent to unionize last week. But museum officials say the real reason is low attendance. Joining me to talk about it is Carolina Miranda. She writes the Culture High and Low column for the LA Times, and she's a regular here at Press Play. Hey there.
Hello.
All right, so the timing seems a little suspicious. Can you walk us through it?
It definitely raises a lot of questions about why the museum is shutting down now. Basically, the timeline was that on Friday evening, a group of several dozen visitor services associates, those are the gallery attendants and docents that deal with the public at the museum, they announced an intent to unionize with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, which represents other services employees at other museums around the country. And the response from the museum initially was quite positive. The museum issued a statement that they looked forward to hearing about how they could improve conditions and so on and so forth. But by Tuesday evening, 4 days later, they had sent out an email to the staff saying that all of the visitor service associates would be laid off. These are part-time employees, that they would be closing the museum starting today, and that the museum was closed until further notice. And then when I called to ask, you know, what exactly that further notice meant, you know, does it mean they'll reopen next week or next year or next month? They sent a one-line statement saying, we have no present plans to reopen.
Wow. So that was very abrupt.
It was.
Could it be that they looked at their finances, they looked at the attendance, they didn't see good numbers either way, and then they saw, oh my gosh, we're going to have to pay out a lot more if the staff unionizes. Better just nip this in the bud right now rather than go through a lengthy negotiation process and just end it.
They, you know, that certainly could have been the thinking. It's hard to say because I haven't been able to interview anybody there. I've only gotten a couple of statements issued. It's probably not an advisable move because it violates federal law to interfere with union organizing. So if the intent of the shutdown is to prevent a union from forming, they are in violation of the National Labor Relations Act. If the shutdown truly has to do with finances or attendance, you know, that certainly raises a whole host of other questions, which is, number one, the museum is free, so it's not as if admission fees add anything to the bottom line. And this is a privately operated foundation that since the very beginning has been funded by the Marciano brothers themselves. This is their art collection, Maurice and Paul Marciano, who were the founders of Guess Jeans. They are the founders of the space. And since the very beginning, this has been sort of their family thing. And so, you know, how much it costs to run a museum or anything to do with finances is certainly something that, you know, they should have been aware of from the get-go.
Right. So if it's free, I guess attendance, as you note, doesn't really matter.
Exactly. I mean, it matters in the sense that if you are paying staff to be in the museum and nobody's coming to your museum, you know, that raises questions, larger questions about maybe the quality of your museum or the ease of access to your museum. I don't think anybody wants to be spending money to know that nobody's coming. But the museum has had these very sort of cyclical attendance cycles. You know, the Ai Weiwei show drew blockbuster crowds. It was practically impossible to get a reservation during that time. They were often at 100% attendance. And then when shows of that nature close, then things will be much quieter and a visitation will taper off.
Right. Well, what was the assessment in the art world of the permanent collection?
You know, I think, Christopher Knight, our art critic at the LA Times, was not a fan when it opened. You know, my sense of the collection is that a lot of it is checklist, blue chip collecting. You know, a lot of the stuff you saw in the galleries were things that, you know, you probably in the Marciano Foundation's galleries were things you would see running around some of the blue chip galleries in LA. So visits to Kordansky and Blum and Poe and Gagosian, it was sort of the artists of the moment. You know, it didn't necessarily feel unique nor in depth. You know, this was not a particularly in-depth collection. So I feel like the attraction, really, I think for visitors, was not the permanent collection as much as some of the rotating shows. So, like I said, the Ai Weiwei show was very popular. There was a Yayoi Kusama installation that I think drew crowds,
An Olafur
and
Eliasson
there was
one
an
that was there.
exactly there was an Olafur Eliasson show. And then when the museum opened, it opened up with this pretty terrific show of paintings by Jim Shaw, inspired in part by the building's Masonic roots.
Yeah. I
And so
remember there was a lot of buzz around that.
That was a fantastic show. So they have had some good shows, principally organized by independent curators. Some of them have been organized in-house, but I think it's been this very mixed bag. And then I think that combined with, because of where it's located and concerns about traffic and the neighbors, you could only visit the museum via reservation. You couldn't just pop in. And I think that was probably has been a little bit of a limitation as well.
Carolina Miranda, writer of the Culture High and Low column for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos stole billions of dollars when they ruled the Philippines.
They thought that the money of the government was theirs because they were the leaders. You know, she sees it as her paintings and their money. And when the government comes in to try to take some of the paintings, she feels like the victim.
Imelda, now back in the Philippines, wielding power, a new documentary about her. I'll speak with the filmmaker Lauren Greenfield next on Press Play.